Bonjour. My name is Simone Hanchet, and before I turn things over to Naomi Kinkler to start off today's events, I just wanted to say a few words of welcome. So welcome to La Maison Jeanne Sauvé. For who is it, whose first time is it here at Sauvé House? Wonderful, welcome all of you. So I just want to tell you a little bit about where you are and what we're all about here. So this is the home of La Fondation Jeanne Sauvé, which was founded in 1989 by Madame Jeanne Sauvé, Gouverneur Générale du Canada. La Fondation Sauvé a pour mission de préparer les jeunes adultes prometteurs, comme Naomi ici, à développer leur potentiel et leurs compétences afin de les mettre à contribution pour faire une différence et offrir un avenir meilleur aux sociétés de demain. So what we do is we select outstanding leaders from around the world and we bring them together to Sauvé House here to live for a year together and learn from each other. Each scholar develops a project over the course of the year and presents that project at the end of the year. And so today's events are also Naomi's final presentation, if you will. And I would just invite you to learn more about the Sauvé program by picking up some of the materials that we have at the table in the entrance. All of the scholars will be making presentations over the course of the coming month, and you are warmly invited to all of them. So with that, I'd like to just turn things over to Naomi. We have a really exciting day ahead of us, and we're thrilled to have all of you here. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. So good morning, everyone. Everyone had some coffee, wide awake. Welcome to ODX 13. I'm just going to get started in French this morning. Bonjour et bienvenue à ODX 13. Je m'appelle Naomi Kinkler et je suis une des organisatrices d'ODX 13. Avant tout, merci de vous être joints à nous aujourd'hui. Nous êtes comblés de votre présence. Cette mini-conférence a pour but de mettre en évidence la pertinence et les avantages des données ouvertes. Nous avons réuni une liste de conférenciers et d'activités du premier ordre, des professionnels qui œuvrent pour l'engagement civique, la transparence dans l'utilisation des fonds publics, la recherche scientifique et plus encore. Avant de commencer, je désire vous expliquer la raison et nos attentes de cette rencontre aujourd'hui. Attendez. ODX 13 est créé et fondé par Trulat, une entreprise qui a été fondée par mon collègue Ted Strauss et moi-même. Nous avons conçu Trulat pour des chercheurs tels que nous, car nous voulons de meilleurs outils pour trouver les données dont nous avons besoin. Nous cherchons des systèmes de recherche améliorés pour mieux collaborer et comprendre les données. Et nous voulons mettre de nouveaux outils à la disposition de la communauté grandissante d'utilisateurs de données ouvertes qui militent pour le travail collaboratif visant la transparence, la participation et l'innovation. Nous nous réjouissons de vous faire la première présentation de Trulat au cours de la journée. We're very excited that today we'll be doing our first public demonstration of Trulat for all of you. Can you go to the next slide? Okay. Today we find ourselves in the midst of a data revolution. And no matter what activity or organization you're a part of, there's some data involved. And a lot of that data can be turned into open data. This includes cultural data, like hockey team standings, financial data, like the Quebec budget, environmental or weather data, like CO2 emissions on an average day in Montreal, or transportation data, like Bixi usage and rentals. Today we'll be talking a lot about government data, but we'll also be talking about research data and private data, because open data is not limited to government data. Sorry, having page turning issues. A commonly accepted definition for open data is given by the Open Knowledge Foundation. And it states that open data is data that can be freely used, reused, and redistributed by anyone, subject only at most to the requirement to attribute and share alike. This definition includes three key requirements. These include availability and access, reuse and redistribution, and universal participation. So who's familiar with this definition? Throw of hands. Okay, great. So availability and access says that the data must be available in its entirety, available free or at a reasonable cost, and preferably over the internet for download in a convenient and modifiable form. Reuse and redistribution states that the data must be provided under terms that permit reuse, and this includes mixing the data with other existing data sources. And finally, universal participation refers to the fact that you should not discriminate against any endeavor or group. So if you can't decide who your data is going to be used by, it could be used by nonprofits, it could be used by private, it could be used by people who share your views, who don't share your views. So it's you know, universal participation. Today, you'll hear about a lot of different kinds of data, some of which meet these openness criteria and some of which don't. For example, I'm sure many of you have found data through PDFs and had to scrape it and download it. And so there's a lot of data out there that's publicly available, but it's not always in a modifiable format, or it's not always available for easy download. Sometimes you need to request it. So, you know, a lot of these data have the potential of meeting the open data standards. And we want to encourage more people to liberate their data. But we need to show them the value of doing so. That's what we're talking about today. People who are turning data into valuable insight, applications, and initiatives. So, this morning we have a great lineup for you. We're going to start, we have three panel sessions. The first panel, Winning with Open Data, will look at some of the successes of extracting data to create value. And we'll focus specifically on examples from looking at civic engagement, business, and international aid transparency. Le deuxième atelier, Les données ouvertes en action, traitera du processus de création des projets de données ouvertes et l'impact de ces projets. We'll then have a quick break. And we'll continue with our final panel, Future Avenues for Open Data, which will look at some of the current trends in data science and how these could be applied to the open data movement. And then we've prepared a delicious lunch. And after lunch, next slide, we will be having a data dive. So we're going to start off by demonstrating TrueDat and showing you what an awesome tool it is and how to use it. And then we'll let you off into the world of data. And we have some great open data sets for you to explore, play with, and, you know, get to know each other and get to know the data through, get to know each other through the data. And so we'll have a data dive. And then we're going to end the day with some amazing lightning talks. We have about 10 lightning talks, 5 minutes each, all on really interesting topics. And we're going to close the day with an open exchange. So at the end of the day, we really want to open it up to you and allow you to share your insights and learnings from the day. And yeah, so this is an exchange. Please, you know, feel free to tweet your ideas and comments. We're going to have a live Twitter stream going on, I think, in the back of the room. And we're going to also show some of the tweets at the end of the day. And we have someone live tweeting the event, Jonathan Sass. And thank you. And if you're not Twitter, a Twitter lover, we have an old-fashioned system going on in the front room. So feel free to write your comments down and put them in the basket, and we're going to try and tweet them for you during the day. La conférence sera présentée en anglais pour l'essentiel, mais s'il vous plaît, sentez-vous libre de poser des questions dans la langue de votre choix. Okay. So, we compiled some of the survey results that some of you sent in. We got 34 responses, and I wanted to share some of these results with you so you know who's in the room. So, of the 34 people who responded, the top three reasons people wanted to attend, or the top three selected reasons, were to network and meet people, to learn about tools and technology, and for professional development. And then the fourth main reason was to take part in open data advocacy. So, really, really great reasons, and I think the event will suit your needs. Some other interesting responses were that 50% have used open data sets in their work, so only half of people. 53% are data analysts, so half are not. 61% think open data is a big economic opportunity for society. 40% are not sure. 41% are complete beginners with open data, so welcome. 56% do not have a clear understanding of what open means in open data. So I think that's really interesting. Maybe something we could discuss on the panels today. And 15% have published data online under an open license. So these are our esteemed panelists. Et j'aimerais adresser quelques remerciements bien mérités. À commencer par les présentateurs, nous vous sommes reconnaissants pour le temps et les efforts que vous nous avez consacrés afin de nous faire partager votre expertise. Nous sommes également conscients que des personnes très talentueuses se trouvent dans l'assistance et je les remercie d'avoir pris le temps de participer à cet échange. Nos remerciements vont à Google, notre parent majeur et à tous nos collaborateurs. L'Université McGill pour les services audiovisuels et Stuart McCombie, qui est là avec nous aujourd'hui. Québec Ouvert pour leur conseil et leur soutien. Et Magazine Sedev pour leur superbe service de photographie. Plus encore, un grand merci à la Fondation Jeanne Sauvé pour leur constant soutien. J'ai eu la chance d'être désignée boursière sauvée cette année. C'est grâce à cette généreuse initiative que j'ai pu consacrer le temps pour créer TrueDat et organiser ODX13 aujourd'hui. J'aimerais aussi remercier mes collègues, les autres boursiers, qui sont plusieurs qui sont bénévoles aujourd'hui, et Valérie Collat et Simone Ancher, qui travaillent avec la Fondation, pour tout leur soutien. Enfin, nous aimerions inviter le panéliste Corey Cheevers, partisan de la science ouverte, à nous adresser quelques mots en souvenir de feu Aaron Swartz. Corey.
So the conference organizers have asked me to say a few words of dedication about Aaron Swartz. So for those of you who don't know who he was, Aaron Swartz was a major contributor to the open web. He was a vocal advocate of open data. He was a programmer, a writer and a theorist, a political organizer, and an internet activist. When he was just 14, he was involved in the creation of the RSS standard, and he made important, if not seminal, contributions to Reddit, Markdown, and the resource description framework, which is a crucial component of the semantic web. Aaron was an active member of the Creative Commons, the WC3, and Wikipedia. More recently, he founded Demand Progress, which was a political action group that worked to defeat the Stop Online Piracy Act, which, if it had passed, would have crippled the open web, including some of the activities that we're here to work on today. Aaron Swartz died in February of this year at the age of 26. And while we can't know the proximal cause of his suicide, at the time of his death, he was deep into a legal battle with the US federal government. Swartz was facing the prospect of 35 years in prison simply for downloading scientific journal articles, mostly the result of publicly funded research, from the scholarly journal database JSTOR. Throughout the ordeal, JSTOR refused to pursue charges against Swartz and eventually published the disputed materials for open access just days before Aaron's death, unbeknownst to him. Aaron wrote widely and eloquently about information freedom during his short life, and his ideas will no doubt live on. I would like to just take this moment to consider a simple piece of advice from Aaron. He said, "Be curious, read widely, and try new things. What people call intelligence just boils down to curiosity." We wish to dedicate today's proceedings to the memory of Aaron Schwartz and to the ideals by which he lived. So let's honor him today by engaging vigorously with that thing that people call intelligence, our curiosity.
Wow. Thank you, Corey. Very, very touching. So with that, I would like to invite the first panel to join us on the stage.